Well, welcome to Limerick, the place I was born. And looking for a parking place in the middle of Limerick at 20 to 5 on the Saturday before Mother's Day, Mother's Sunday. Facing the Hunt Museum right in front of me, and with the lock and across the way on the right-hand side for me, and King John's castle off in the distance, turning into Patrick Street, going past the Chester Beatty, the paintings exhibition, is going to be a tricky business. I mean, here I am passing the Celtic bookshop on the left-hand side, tiny little bookshop, long way away from the main part of O'Connell Street, the bottom of Patrick Street I am, and I'm stuck here looking in at this place called the Hunt Museum. Now, the Hunt Museum, you probably think, is a museum where accoutrements used for hunting animals, carried or by people in red coats and black hats and are strung around the necks of beagles, hounds or whatever. No. That's not what the Hunt Museum is about at all. Now, the Hunt Museum, you'll just have to look it up because it's much too complicated for me to tell you that the Hunt Museum is one of those gems of a real museum, and that the Hunt is a person. Anyway, you can hunt for the Hunt Museum, because if you're moving in slow traffic like I am in the centre of Limerick, passing a building on the left-hand side which is bright blue, different colours of blue, sky blue and deep blue, called Creative Limerick, which stands out really powerfully on Patrick Street. There's nobody going in and out of it, so I don't know where the creativity in Limerick really is to be found at the moment. But it's there. Creative Limerick stands out on Patrick Street. I mean, it's right next to a place called The Enclave, Richard Moss. In fact, it's some kind of an Irish tour. In fact, that's an advertisement. So, you know, there's obviously some kind of creativity going on in Limerick. Limerick is the city which is now Irish City of Culture. So this year, 2014, is when Limerick has got a particularly big effort, is making a particularly big effort to put on a show that will say, hey, we're a city of culture. Now, Richard Moss, M-O-S-S-E, The Enclave, looks to me like as if it's a play. I can't actually tell you. It says Ireland at Venice. And it's on in Limerick, the 28th of March to the 5th of May. And to be truthful, from the poster that I'm looking up at, which has a wonderful, wonderful little meandering river. I don't know where that is from, actually, visual arts. It could well be an exhibition of paintings. But it says, open your eyes to Limerick, City of Culture. And I can't tell from the sign whether it's a piece of performance or whether it's a piece of static art. I can tell you that the Irish Times seem to be a sponsor. I can tell you that Limerick City and County Councils are also sponsoring it, but you would expect that, wouldn't you? In front of me there's a sign that says Cork, Galway, Shannon, Tralee, Killarney and Listowel. And the tourist office is on the right-hand side. King's Island is on the right-hand side. There's the Loch Derg Drive. Now, Loch Derg is a big lake, in fact, on the River Shannon, upstream from here, upstream from Limerick, which is on the... Limerick is the place on the River Shannon which is tidal. The last place that the River Shannon is tidal is Limerick. And it's got falls. You get to Limerick and that's got falls called the Corrigower Falls. And you basically can't ride a boat upstream any longer. But there are ways of getting you round Limerick all the way up to the northwest of Ireland, because great efforts have been made to carve out a waterway that will get you, you know, a huge distance. Can't tell you precisely how far it is, but I can tell you it's at least, well, the River Shannon is 214 miles long, the longest river in the British Isles, so I can only guess that if you were to start up in the northwest of Ireland, Lough Erne, the River Erne's upper and lower Loch Earn, and get yourself in a little boat up there. 3 weeks later, you would arrive into the Atlantic Ocean on the boundary of County Clare and County Kerry. But in the centre of Limerick is a clock, right here in the main street, and not the main street, Patrick Street in Limerick, goes all up here, and it goes from Patrick Street onto O'Connell Street. And in fact, the Vodafone shop here on Patrick Street in Cork has got the wrong sign on it. It says Vodafone O'Connell Street. Well, what they're doing is they're associating themselves with O'Connell Street, but actually it's Patrick Street they're on. And I think it's because O'Connell Street has higher status than Patrick Street has. Anyway, all that is really of no consequence because Burger King are on my right, Penny's are underneath that, and there is this huge clock. Now, when I was a child, the clock I'm looking at was the clock that mattered in Limerick was called Cannock's clock. And Cannock's clock was over a department store, and Cannock's, the department store, is gone now. And I'm just crossing over here, moving onto O'Connell Street, passing Sarsfield Street on the right. And these are all names. But if I tell you that Limerick is a city, the centre of it, what historians would call the new city in Limerick, the new town, this was designed by the same person who designed New York City. Right. And the interesting thing about the centre of Limerick is it's a grid. One long straight street, not like in Cork where there's a twisty bendy one that runs like a river, but in Limerick it's a dead straight street. And there's a grid, there's a whole load of streets that run crisscross it. And you have a street parallel with it, parallel with O'Connell Street here on the, what I will call the west side, called Henry Street. And then on the, well it would obviously be the east side, that'll be called Catherine Street. So those three parallel streets have got streets that run across it. So that's just, you can draw that in a map yourself. It wouldn't be any way difficult to do that. Now, on the right-hand side here is a place called Sony Centre. And in fact, it's completely empty, locked up, and the entire building is vacant. It's a bit of a bloody eyesore, to be honest. And on the left-hand side, on the other right-hand side of me, we have Abracadabra, Taste the Difference. I think that's a kebab joint, or certainly they sell hamburgers, they sell chips. It's a kind of a... Anyway, whatever it is, it's takeaway food, not the kind of food I much care for. And in between these two places is a bookshop established 1902 called O'Mahony's. And above the door, they call them simply booksellers. Now, I better declare an interest. My grandfather set up that shop in 1902. Yep, he got the money, he got key money from somebody who gave him the money, and he rented the shop. It was called, a street at the time was called Georgia Street, and for those of you who are old enough to know it, those of you who, by the way, are in your grave by now, because there's nobody old enough to remember Georgia Street, because it changed its name to O'Connell Street in something like, I don't know, 1912 or something like that. I couldn't quite be sure which date. Called after a guy called Daniel O'Connell, who was an Irish leader of the people in 1820s and 30s and 40s, a movement which was popularly called Catholic Emancipation. So Daniel O'Connell was very big, and because he was so big and so successful and so important in Irish history, the main street in Limerick is called after Daniel O'Connell. It's called O'Connell Street. And nowadays, 120 O'Connell Street is a bookshop owned by my brother. Yep, same name as my father, Frank. My brother Frank owns it. Better declare an interest. I'm now driving down a lane, a little narrow lane at the back of the shop, back of the Savoy restaurant. This is where I learned to drive, really, because if you can drive in this lane and then park up, get a free parking slot because the family owns the bookshop and there is a space. Aha, great stuff. One of my brothers has left somebody. Oh, no, there isn't. Sorry, I counted my chickens too quickly. I'm now going to park and block a red car in. There's a red car and a black car parked here. Anyway, I'm going to block them both in, because I am going in search of some flowers. And, see Daisy, I'm going to give them the keys. Anyway, the point about this is that You know, getting out of here is some maneuvering, tough job. You have to turn off things, turn off lights, everything like that. Yeah, to back out of here is something. And once you're able to back out of the lane in the back of O'Mahony's bookshop in Limerick. By the way, don't tell anyone that there's a lane down here. No one's allowed really park down here except people who are entitled to park down here. And I'm certainly not entitled to park down here since I'm a blow-in these days from Cork. But I did come from here originally. Let me out of here. I've got to go and get the... I've got to stop charging my phone here. I've got 45% on the iPhone here. It is absolutely piddling outside. Thank goodness I once was extravagant enough to buy an umbrella. I say extravagant because I don't know about you, but how long do you keep... I'm speaking especially to men now, who I think are much more careless in this respect than women. This gross generalisation, of course, I'd be killed. Uh-oh, there's a man in a car here. I better check that he... Excuse me. I'm about to block you in.
No, I'm inside the hotel now.
Oh, are you? Because I'm going to leave them my key here. Okay. And if anybody needs to car moved...
No problem. At 6 o'clock, I'll be...
Oh, out. God, I'll be well gone by six. Brilliant. Thanks a million. No, okay. So, here we are. Right, close the door up. What was I saying? I can't remember what I was saying before that, but whatever I was going to say is now forgotten. Probably never come back to me. Let's ring the old bell here. Get into the old bookshop. Knock at the door. I'm going into the store at the back here. But anyway, oh yeah, umbrellas. Men and umbrellas. I've got a Nike umbrella in my hand. I bought it for a photo shoot, actually, to be honest. Knock, knock. Who's there? Paul who? Pauline who? Pauline Principal. No, joke. Dreadful joke. Totally obvious. He says here, right, you can't get in that way. I shall have to undo the Nike. Go into battle with Nike be at my shoulder. I bought this umbrella for a photo shoot. Yeah. I bought this umbrella especially for a photo shoot so that a great, great photographer, Roger Overall, plug. You'd be very lucky to be able to hire him. I can tell you that for nothing. But anyway, he wanted to take photographs of myself and John Thanam, my business partner, co-owners of Change Agent Branding. Plug. Anyway, we bought these two umbrellas. But anyway, the umbrellas were used for the photo shoot. Can't even remember, to be truthful, what they were used for. They probably weren't used for keeping rain off. Probably were used for dramatic effect or something. But anyway, the point about them is that it's now proving rather useful. And much better than those shorty umbrellas carried by those women who were walking past me on the other side. Whoever invented those small, little, tiny umbrellas that, you know, you push up? Because they never last. They're no bloody good. They're hopeless. But somehow or other, the traditional umbrella makers have been blown out of the water by those kind of so-called handbag umbrellas. And who on earth in their right mind would want a handbag umbrella that doesn't last? Frankly, you have to put them in the bin very, very quickly. Anyway, it's wet. But to be fair now to Irish rain, this is not at all Irish rain at its strongest. This is just the kind of rain that would give you a soaking, but it wouldn't give you a drenching. You know the difference between soaking, being soaked and being drenched. And there's a huge difference between, you know, it's the same as the difference between, you know, being out in a shower and being pissed on. I mean, if the rain really comes down heavy, you get saturated as opposed to soaked. Anyway, all of these words to do with rain, I can tell you that if I was an Eskimo, I'd be able to tell you all of the words that are to do with snow and ice and all that. Now, where on earth is the flower shop? I've got a serious problem. I'm on Rocha Street now. Those of you who know Limerick, I'm walking at right angles here too. But I do actually know, there we are, Lawless Interflora. That's where I'm going. I have a funny feeling that some sort of extended familial relationship connects me with Lawless Interflora. I won't be getting a reduction, right? I won't be getting a family reduction on the cost of flowers, but thank goodness they actually seem to have some flowers left. Okay, well, let me go into the shop now and see. I don't know if I'm making a mistake now. Anyway, I better be careful. I don't want to assume I know anyone in here. Let me go in here. Hello. I actually I wanted to ask you if I've forgotten something. I've got a whole lot of little bottles, right? And I wanted to know, could you put me some little flowers into the little bottles? Do you have little? I've got a thing which is like a small little milk crate, right? Tiny bottles, about this size, right? Got them from a florist in Cork, right? And what I basically want to do is to refill them, right? If I go and get them, could you do something for me?
Because I know we're closing up fairly
soon. I know, that's what I'm afraid of, yeah. Right, they're off now, they're... I'm stuck, I can't go in the door because I got the umbrella here beside me, right? And I got a man here walking out with a lovely bunch of flowers.
How are you doing?
His mother will be very pleased. Very pleased. And I'm... Shall we find out now here if we get any luck at all? I'll be up... Can you do something for me? You're great. I'll be back in 5 minutes, less.
Okay.
I've only got to go down the... I'll be straight back up. Great, great. Right, great. Well, something at least is going to happen. Yes. Where was I at? Describing Limerick, yes. Well, I mean, what would you like to know about Limerick? Well, let me just simply do the easy thing. Angel card readings on Saturday the 29th of March. Healthier smoker. Over 300 flavours of nicotine e-juices. Oh my God. This is obviously a new thing. Healthier smoker. E-cigarettes, e-liquid, vaping specialists. Don't tell me, a treasure trove. This is a much nicer one. A treasure trove of delicious treats. That's a sweet shop. In the centre, sweet shop. Right, what do I see in front of me? I see Timberland. Now, we all know what Timberland is, do we? Sensor flex technology instantly adapts to your terrain. Anyway, they're basically, you know, rugged shoes and stuff like that. Hanley's Chemist, Levy's Shoes, Flannery's Pub, Mile Breen's Pub. I mean, it's and Panasonic opposite it. So you have a mixture here of international brands and, you know, local stuff like Hanley's Chemist. This is what gives the character of Irish towns and cities, you know, something remarkable. Miles Breen's is not an international brand. It's just a bloody great local pub. And right next to it is a Stella Casino and Bingo. Sorry, in between there is Be Fabulous, Designer High Street Boutique. These are all small, local, little shops. You know? If you wanted to come to a place in the world where the high street has not been destroyed, you'd actually come to Ireland. And in Ireland, you'd find out that the little people, little shopkeepers, a nation of shopkeepers, somebody I think might have said once, but the little people in Ireland have got shops. And they're full of little things. I mean, those of you used to the Mall shopping experience, you know, you'd be blown away. It's completely exotic. It's really, you know, what we would call twee and quaint and real old-fashioned and everything. But there is something quite remarkable about it, I tell you, that the Irish towns and cities, well, everywhere, has got character. And that's what it's all about, in my opinion. There are the little bottles in there, alongside a notebook that says Think, Write, Create. God knows, that was a great gift given to me once by somebody. Right, back we go here. Now, in case it's all very twee and all that, there is real grot on this lane. There are old bits of cardboard melting away, I'd almost say, drenching, you know, in the rain there. There are manholes, little... Yeah, manholes sucking up the water. Cobblestones, well, it's not cobblestones, actually. They're not cobblestones and they're not cobble locks. But anyway, it's not tarmacked anyway. And there is a whole load of general waste bins and recycling bins on the left-hand side. And in front of me, then, are chartered accountants and Sherry Fitzgerald, their property sellers. And, you know, all the places. It really is kind of... different, I have to say, from towns in the UK. Places like Wimborne in the UK and Dorset, completely, utterly devastated and destroyed by out-of-town developments. You go there at any stage and, you know, you just have boring old international shops, really, or international brands. Nothing with a great deal of character. Here we have still got, you know, places that are alive. Now, it's more like France, actually, although this I mean, okay, I could make the case why Ireland is not like France, but a lot of French towns would be a bit